Welcome to the 222 Paranormal Podcast, starring your hosts, Jen and Joe.
Hello.
Joe Shortridge.
Yes.
My, is my brother.
That's me.
Last show of the year, Joe.
Yes, this is our throw everything to the wind, whatever talk about show.
It's a rabbit hole. 2018 wrap up.
We are like so wore out from this year. We're like, what are we going to talk about on today's show? And we're like, whatever.
I am so tired. I can't even think straight.
You had to work today.
I did. I worked all day. I was there 10 hours plus 2 hours drive time. So,
right.
You know, it makes for a very long day. But we're here. We're in the studio. We're podcasting. Yep. We're podcasters. We're not YouTubers. We're podcasters. Let's get it straight, Joe.
Well, I do a couple of YouTube
you
shows.
You do.
But
this show
this
is a podcast.
This is the show.
The show.
This is
2018.
The show.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
I'll take it. Oh, Joe, how did we start the year? How did we start the year?
We had so many different interviews this year.
I can't even tell you
how many. You want me to tell you who it was?
Yes.
Here, hold on.
Okay.
I put together a montage of our introductions.
And we have a great interview for you guys.
This is awesome. You guys are going to love this interview. Christopher and Sarah from Haunted Toledo stopped by to tell us, Christopher, what about this Bone House thing?
What is going on with this?
Is Ron Jeremy there?
Is that how this interview is going to go, Joe?
I hope so.
With us, we have Devin Beach. He is with Life Spirit Paranormal. Welcome, Devin. And today with us, we have very, very special guests. We're very excited to have Chad and Heather from Erie Shores Paranormal with us, as well as Ralph and Jane, who are members of the group. All right, and we are at the Midwest Parafest 2018, and with us today we have Jen and Jeff Henderzak from HOPS.
Yes.
Holland, Ohio Paranormal Society.
All right, and with us right now we have Mark and Mark.
Mark and Mark.
Mark and Mark from Haunted Investigators of Michigan.
And with us today we have Patty Kino.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
All right, so welcome to the show, Don Allison.
Don.
Finally wrangled Don up.
Journalist and author Don Allison is in the house.
And we're with Laura G. from Cryptic Paranormal, the Cryptic Paranormal Show.
Karma Radio.
On Karma Radio.
And with us today, we have Adam Bonnet, Glider.
Yep.
Adam, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So and with us today, we have a very special guest here coming from the 2018 St. Joseph's Paranormal Fair. We have Eric Karstensen. If I said that correctly, hope so. All right.
Thank you.
And today we have a very special guest in the house. We have Victoria Kempton with us. Welcome to the show, Victoria.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. And coming to us today from the 11th Annual Butler Paranormal Fest, we have Kevin Farkas with the Social Voice Project. Welcome, Kevin. Welcome to the show.
Jennifer, thanks so much for having me on, fellow podcaster.
Yes,
we
so
love
exciting.
That.
And joining us right now is Patty Wilson. Hello, Patty.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
Doing great.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
That's with
we
us right
do.
Now.
We do. I'm so excited. With us today, we have London Holt, H-O-L-T, Holt.
What's going on?
Famous.
Unconditional love manifest.
Yeah. On today's show, we have a special guest. We have Steve Ward with us.
So Steve is an ex. And with us today, we have Jerry Donahue. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Jerry
with G.
That is correct.
So we are coming. And with us today, we have Nick Rohr. Welcome, Nick. Welcome
to
the show.
How you doing?
Good. So we heard you have.
And with us right now, we have John Turley. Hey, John.
Hi, John.
How you doing?
So, John.
All right, and on the show today, we have Bill and Connie Jones from GRASP. It is a paranormal team out of Michigan. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Special guest.
I am so honored to have Lori on with us.
So, Lori Simmons is the author of Tracking Bigfoot, The Journey Continues. Lori, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks.
Today, John. don't we?
Jen and Joe have a very special guest with us today. We have Daniel Mackin from Map It.
Hi, everybody.
Hello. Welcome to the show, Daniel. How are you?
Great.
Do you prefer Dan or Daniel? And coming to you for the 2018 Ohio Bigfoot Conference in Salt Fork Lake State Park, Cambridge, Ohio. It's the 222 Paranormal Podcast, and today we have a very, very, very special guest. We are so excited that Ken Gerhardt's here with us here today. Thank you for stopping by.
Hey, guys. It's definitely an honor to be here.
Thank you.
It's amazing. We saw you, and we had to stop. We're very excited that you're here. We were looking forward to this all week, so we have Shatan Noor with us. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
How's it going?
It is great. Awesome that we... And welcome, Kim Colleen, to the show.
Thanks for having me.
The Tulip City Ghostbusters are in the house.
Yes. Yay.
So, Carrie, tell us a little bit about why you guys decided to
buy
this house.
Carrie.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
So we have Wendy from Sunspot, and she is also on the podcast. See you on the other side. Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
And thank
with
you.
Her, we also have Scott Marcus, who is the author of Voices from the Chicago Grave. He's the director of Hidden Truth, and he's also been on Mysteries at the Museum and Monster Quest. Welcome to the show.
Ah, thanks for having us.
Oh, we have a nice... And with us today, we have Fijal with us. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So,
and we have a special guest at our booth with us.
So we have Kimberly Poppy with us, gracing us with her purple presence.
Hi, everybody. Purple power.
Woohoo. Purple. Yes.
All right. So let's get into the interview here with Rebecca Schmuck, the Motor City Media. Bum, bum, bum. All right. All right. And welcome to the show. One of our favorite people in the world, Rebecca Schmuck, the Motor City Medium.
Good morning, guys.
Hello. Good morning, sunshine.
I know. Yes. Have you had your coffee?
In Houghton Lake, Michigan. We have Scott Lambert with us today. Welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you guys?
We are amazing. So,
Doc is with us.
Welcome, Doc.
Well, thank you very much. That's quite an introduction.
Nice to meet you again.
The Doc is in the house.
Yes. Yeah, the Doc's in the house.
We have Bowtie the Clown.
Josh!
Hey!
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Always fun to have friends on the show.
And welcome, the Paranormal Pastor, Robin Swoop. Welcome.
Hi, how you doing?
And with us today, we have Mike Stevenson.
A return guest.
We love it when people come back. The Paranormal Man.
Oh, yay.
Welcome. Welcome to the show.
All right, and welcome to the show, Mike Simpson from the Keystone State Paranormal Society.
Thank you
welcome
very much.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks. With
us today, we have the incredible, the amazing, the one and only.
Can we get handsome thrown in there?
Yes.
Oh, there it is.
Hey, gorgeous.
There it is.
Dennis Rock. Welcome to the show, Dennis.
Thank you, guys.
Yes.
It's a pleasure being a part of the 222 Paranormal Podcast.
Heck yeah. So let's welcome the show, Steve Ward.
Back again. The Tower of Power.
The return
man
guest.
Of the hour. The one, the only, Steve Ward.
What's going on, brother?
Steve, you know, we run into... That's crazy.
Even though when I was putting together the montage, I'm looking down and I'm like, 2017. I'm like, I'm doing the wrong year.
No.
We did have more people in 2017 than we did in 2018, but... We put on a lot of good shows about a lot of different topics.
We did, man. We really went at it hard and strong. Like 1 year, 52 shows.
That was 52 shows.
Holy crap.
Can you believe that's almost a year?
You're funny. You should be on a radio show.
how many times have we been asked, what's your radio show? It's like, no, it's a podcast. But how do I get on your radio show? No, it's a podcast.
What channel is it on?
Yeah, what channel is it on?
What time does it come on?
Which is, you know.
Anytime.
Yeah, I mean.
Day or night. Whenever you.
Saying that, we sound kind of like, oh, we're perfect. Listen to, no, but.
We are.
It's funny because I understand people don't know what podcasts are and how they work. So we're here to educate them.
Like an age limit.
There is.
Once you get to like 30, maybe 35 and older, like, what the hell's a podcast? I'm just learning myself, buddy. You're asking me? I don't know.
So a few funny things happen to us when we're on the road.
A funny thing happened on the way to the show.
Yeah. I mean, funny things happen in the studio, too, that we're very professional.
Oh, my God, no.
We are very professional.
We are top of the line.
You want me to play you something here? Here we go. Here's some bloopers from this year.
They suck.
Where's it at?
I thought you had it.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. Jesus. Sorry.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Angels exist at. Oh, sorry, I shouldn't have went into that yet. Do you want to go back to the hierarchy and stay on that?
Yeah, let's stay on
that. Okay, sorry.
Okay, so let me go back here.
Okay. I won't answer. Okay. Let's start that whole thing over. Just start the whole thing over.
They have the moody. They have the duty of Jan Baker runs the show, I guess. She runs the place. Mm-hmm. And she's awesome. But she actually had.
What? It's Jane. Oh. You said Jan.
Ah, crap.
Start over.
And Jan Baker actually runs
it. No, Jane. I said Jan. Goat sucker. Chupa being goat, right? No. Chupar to suck. Cabra, goat. Most of the folklore, that is hard to say. I don't know why. Chupacabra and then folklore. Okay.
So there's our first line of bloopers.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you saved all those bloopers.
Oh, I have more.
Oh, God. No more. No mas.
We're
no
very professional. We are very professional.
Yeah.
Podcasters.
Are we really, Joe?
Hey, and we went to Florida to learn.
We did.
How to become better
That's
podcasters.
That's how we started the year off. We, Joe and I, so Joe and I had the great opportunity to fly to Florida to go to Orlando. And we went to PodFest, which is a convention about podcasting.
To teach you how to become better podcasters.
I don't think we have improved. I went back and listened to our first couple of shows. Honestly, in the first 6 months we started podcasting, my voice is really high and squeaky. And now it's like deep and low.
And it's funny because.
It's deep like this.
It was almost like NPR. We're like, hello, 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 you know.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, tell me a little more about podcasting.
But that was way back a few years ago, though.
18 million years. We've been doing this for 128 episodes now. Holy crap. This is our 128th episode.
Oh.
128.
I can't even count that high.
I can't either. I think I have a
But Florida was interesting. We had some fun. There was a lot of lizards running around.
There was. And ducks. Remember all the ducks?
Yeah.
And I was feeding the ducks, and you weren't supposed to feed the ducks, but I fed the
Breaking
ducks.
Breaking the law. Breaking the law. Breaking the law.
Oh, my gosh. Joe and I walked our feet into the ground in Orlando, because if you guys haven't been there, it's like a main strip, and it's just like shops and restaurants and bars and shops and restaurants. And we walked and we walked and we walked, and then we went and we played, we went to this like arcade and we played like skeet ball air hockey
that
and all that.
The same time we were walking, we found the Hulk Hogan store.
Joe and I went into the Hulk Hogan store. It was like all Hulkamania wrestling stuff in there.
And I walked in and went, oh yeah, and it was the wrong person.
Well, that was Randy Savage. And everything was like super expensive. We just like walked out.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
I'm not buying a ripped up t-shirt. It says Hulkamania.
$58 t-shirt.
But they had all the statues and all that.
It was fun. Oh my gosh. And then Joe and I went in, and when we were in Florida, went to the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum, which was really, really
cool.
That was cool. But they have this tunnel you walk through, and it's an optical illusion. So it's like this big fabric circle that goes around.
Oh yeah.
and you walk through this little gangplank type thing, but it makes you feel like the whole thing is going upside down.
You're walking on your side.
And you're like leaning sideways and you're really just walking straight and through. Me and Jen anxiety was sky high.
We're both falling over. And then these little kids come walking through like nothing. We're like,
oh my God. Yeah. I was like clinging onto the bar like, help me. I can't.
Speak about clinging onto the bar.
Oh God.
We got to go up on the Orlando Eye,
oh
which
God.
Is a giant Ferris wheel.
Never again.
And the
Ever.
Whole time.
Ever.
Jen was.
Ever.
I think she bent the pole where she was holding on.
I was just had my eyes closed and his holding onto the. It was so scary. My anxiety was like, wow, like a cat hanging on the ceiling. Yeah, that was cool. We met some really cool people there. We got to meet
Dave Jackson.
Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.
Cool dude.
Yeah, we got to meet Diane from History Goes Bump, another paranormal podcast.
Yeah. I was like, few people said that we were the only paranormal podcast there. We were kind of like the, what'd you say, the elephants in the room? Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I do weigh a lot. And
unicorn.
Then I saw, how did we, I
they
think I saw
t-shirts.
Her t-shirt. Yeah. And I'm like, hey, I listen to that show all the time. And she's like, that's us. I'm like, you know, another celebrity moment. Oh my God.
But it was really cool. We did learn a lot. And Joe won the big grand prize.
Yeah.
Which was exciting.
Won a Kindle.
A Kindle, an Echo.
And then one of those Echo, Amazon Echo things that we are on. So if you have one at home, just tell her to play our show.
Just do it. Play episode 124.
I got sick.
Joe was very sick at the end.
He couldn't.
I remember I got up. It was the day... We were before.
Yeah,
leaving.
It was the last day.
And he got really sick, so I had to walk to Rite Aid and go get him some medicine. And I went out and walked to the Rite Aid, and it was open. I was surprised because I think it was a Sunday morning.
Okay.
And got him some medicine, gave him the medicine, and then I got in the rent a car and I went to the outlet malls and went shopping for hours. And then finally, I think it was about 2:00, and he's like, "Where are you?" And I'm like, "I'm shopping." And then we went and got food.
Yeah. We always get food. We're foodies, you know.
Oh, my gosh. We have to change that in 2019.
So we came home, mm-hmm. and I think we got home on, what, Wednesday, maybe mm-hmm. Tuesday or Wednesday. And then that weekend was
Midwest Parafest.
Yeah.
Which was it was great because it was in our backyard.
10-minute drive.
Oh, my gosh. That was like heaven. Being able to go and set up at a conference and be able to sleep in your own bed at night.
Yeah.
Yay. But that was cool. There was a lot of very cool people there. They had the Mystery Machine was there.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
And Chip Coffee, Dr. Jeff Meldrum, the Bigfoot researcher.
Yeah, I kept looking at his Bigfoot footprints.
Yeah, and Don Allison, who we interviewed. He did a book about Ghost of Gettysburg.
That was good.
There was a lot of cool people there.
We were put in the corner.
They always put baby in the corner.
Which actually turned out good. You know, it's funny because we go to these places and first thing I see is where we're going to be at. And I thought, they're in the corner? Really? But it turned out great.
We have been stuck in the corner at more conventions. I can't tell you. We have the biggest banner of anybody at any show.
Yeah.
We have this ginormous banner, you know, like, and we're always stuck in the corner.
Mid-Michigan, I had like a fake wall next to me, so I was literally in the corner.
He was in the corner.
I'm going to request next year that we're over on the wall.
Yeah, so we don't get stared at the whole time.
Well, I get stared at no matter where I go.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Because you're a celebrity. let's see, what else? You know, we went, Jen and Jeff from Hops were there.
Yeah.
That was really fun. And then there was a ghost hunt after. We didn't stay for that because we were exhausted
and
we wanted to go.
And it's such a long drive home.
I know.
Yeah,
10 minutes.
Minutes.
And then right off the heels of that, the following weekend, then we went to St. Joseph's.
St. Joseph's was great.
So it was in Lorain, Ohio.
I like going there. I mean, unfortunately, it's not going to be there again this year, but that place gives you the creeps just walking in.
Well, you know, after the convention, Joe and I went to ghost hunt there.
Yeah.
And that was like a month later?
Yeah. We were the last group that ever ghost hunted there.
Oh,
because
my
I'm
gosh.
Special.
You are very special, guys. but anyways, yeah, I did something bad there. I don't want to say bad, but I was playing a video or a YouTube of a brand newborn baby crying, and we were in the labor and delivery. So Joe was with the guys and all the women. We went to.
So it was me, Don, and this girl Melissa that we met there.
Oh, okay, yeah. I had Kathy.
Don
and...
fell asleep. We were in the psych ward. And it's his style of hunting. He was sitting on the floor. And that was kind of weird because me and Melissa, we were in the psych ward, and I was asking to make noises, and we were getting not really bangs, but clicks on response. And I was like, come on, kick that harder. And the heater went bang.
Wow.
There's no electricity in the place, you know, so what, the heater wasn't actually turning on.
Yeah, well, when I played that tape, whatever, video of the newborn baby crying, and then we saw this white lab coat walking at us, that was the one. Okay, two things happened right in that same spot. That happened, and then we got a, like, all five of us heard it and turned around, and then the giant raccoon, which we thought was a ghost, but just turned out to be a ginormous raccoon crawling around the ceiling.
I saw lights.
And Joe saw lights.
And I, two times, one was in the emergency room, and the other one was in the intensive care. No, we were up in the intensive care ward. And I actually saw lights coming down the hallway, and I thought, well, here comes some more people, and there was nobody up there.
Yeah, that's so cool.
The one in the intensive care, imagine looking in the dark, I mean, it's pitch black, and looking at the doors and the windows in the doors, like the little square windows, light shining through those onto the wall, okay? And I shined the flashlight over there, and there was no windows in the doors. They're solid.
Gosh.
So there was light coming through the door.
That is awesome. Yeah, yeah, and then that remembers we were just exploring, and we kind of got away from the group, and we found the old boiler room, which had like feet of water, like tons of water, and they're like,
groundwater was coming in.
Oh, so gross, and it stunk so bad. But I thought, you know, if you were in the dark and your flashlight went out, or you slipped and the railing was like all crumbly, man, if you fell and fell into that water, gross.
Gross. That's why you always go something with someone else.
Yeah. Hello. Be careful when you're doing it. But that was amazing. The actual convention, we got to meet London Hole.
London.
Who is amazing.
It's so funny because all day I was looking at London, and I'm like, you know, I shouldn't think this way, but I was thinking he was just some homeless guy that was wandering around. And come to find out, he's one of the nicest guys you ever meet, one of the most smartest people you ever want to meet.
Yeah, he just looked like one of those millennials that was just like a hanger on her, like he's going to come over and like just chat your...
I thought he was just going to come over and talk,
and
but
he did,
and he was great. Oh, my God.
He was amazing. We love him. We want to have him back on the show.
Yeah.
Hope he's doing good. Hi, London.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great... That was one of our best conventions, I think.
Yeah,
we've
I
ever
always
done.
Liked doing those.
It was so much fun, and I can't wait to do it again, but it's going to be in a new location.
It's going to be in the... I was going to say Ohio Mansfield.
Mansfield, Ohio.
Yeah.
Ohio Reformatory.
At the prison.
Yep. So Joe's never been there. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get... Okay, you know, it's weird because like when Joe and I go to these conventions and they're in actual haunted locations, we seem to get activity as soon as we get in there. You don't have to wait for the ghost hunt, right? So I can't wait to get you in this haunted prison. Okay, so I know we have a history with haunted prison.
Yeah.
We had some problems, but...
Mansfield or Moundsville.
Moundsville, yeah. So, but yeah, it's going to be amazing. That was a great show. All the vendors were just so nice.
Yeah.
So
they've got like, I want to say twice or maybe even more vendors going to Ohio.
Yeah, I can't wait. That's going to be great.
Where do we go next?
Butler, Pennsylvania.
Butler.
Okay, so we go to the UFO conference in Butler, right? It was UFO conference?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I think it was my favorite setup of any conference we ever went to because everything was in the same room.
Yeah.
Vendors and the speakers were in the same
room. We actually
room.
Got to listen to the speakers. And
it didn't hinder our sales at
no,
all.
No, no.
You know, or people coming
because it was cool because everybody would just sit and listen to speakers and then get up and wander around.
Yeah, really like that setup.
We got to meet some great people there.
We did. Some old friends.
I was interviewed on one of the other shows.
Yeah.
But I've never listened to that interview because I don't remember...
Can't remember it.
But got to meet Steve Ward.
Yeah. He was a speaker there.
Yeah.
And he was great. So intelligent. And he came on our show and we talked to him and talked forever. And now he's been on our show many times. We love Stevie's.
They were having troubles with the computer. So I went up to help him. And, you know, we've got all these.
I volunteered you.
Yeah. We've got all these experts in the paranormal field up there. And some little girl, probably 10 years old, walked up and fixed the computer. We're all just standing there going, okay.
Very nice. So when the convention got done, normally Joe and I are the last ones out because our banner is so large.
And we usually interview people at the end.
Yeah, we interview people. Then we have to take the banner down, which is ginormous. Mm-hmm. And you know, we have a certain way we do it. So we have to roll it up and, you know, all that stuff.
We're getting better at it.
We are, but it's big and we have to have people out of the way because we don't want them walking over our banner,
12
right?
12 foot by 7 foot.
So we get done. The show's over. And they're kicking us out. We had to get out in like 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Like 8 minutes.
They were just, all of a sudden, they just announced, everybody's got to go. Get out. We got another show going on.
We're like, what? it takes us like 8 minutes to get up off of our chairs because we're so old and sitting there all day. So we did pack up in record time.
I think we just threw everything in the containers. And
it was like, and then they were standing there watching us, like just standing watching us like, come on. And I'm like, okay, you can't help us?
Yeah.
Hello? But no, that was like the quickest I think we've ever packed up.
I think it took us like 3 minutes to throw everything in the boxes and get them out the door. But afterwards, we did something we always do.
We did.
We Tell went me. To the Chinese buffet.
Yeah, so everybody was meeting, all the vendors were meeting at the Chinese buffet, which Joe and I love Chinese buffets. Like, we haven't met one we haven't liked, right? You know? And we get there and everybody's at this long table but us. We had to sit at the kids' table.
We were at the kids' table. Literally, we were sitting with some kids.
That's the story of our lives. The story of introverts, right?
Hey, at least we didn't order chicken wings.
Oh, you want,
that was from 2017. But
yeah, go back and listen to our old shows.
After that, we ended up at the Ohio Bigfoot Conference.
Yeah,
which oh my God,
May
that's so much fun.
2018. I'm telling you, it was rough. We were right in the middle of Dad's chemo and radiation, but we took some time and drove to what city was
Salt Fork?
Salt Fork Lake State Park.
Yeah,
and it was beautiful there. I mean, just gorgeous. If you guys are going to go to a convention and you're into Bigfoot, and they had other things besides Bigfoot, but mostly Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
I love it there. It's so pretty.
Yeah.
There's so much to do. You can bike, you can hike, you can canoe, you can kayak. Tell them about our drive-in, Joe.
So our drive-in, we got there late because we got stuck behind.
We got lost in Amish country.
In Amish country, and we were stuck behind so many different buggies. Yes. And we got so many dirty looks from the people driving the buggies.
We were just trying to be nice.
Yeah.
But so
we were yelling out the window, listen to our podcast to the Amish. No, we didn't do that.
Oh, my God.
But driving in, it was a real-life Frogger game because there were thousands of frogs crossing the road.
Oh,
and
my
we were I was swerving to avoid them. I was only going about 5 miles an hour, if that, but yet swerving back and forth.
And then the truck was like hydroplaning from all the squishy frogs. We didn't squish them. They were already squished.
Yeah.
Don't call PETA.
I don't know
us.
If we did. I'm Man. Sure we ran over some. But
and it was so loud. The frogs were so loud. They were like, bah, 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 and I'm like.
Jen sticks her head out the window is doing Bigfoot calls.
Yeah. It was squatch calling because it's known for seeing squatches there. They had a call.
We get up in the morning and Jen hardly has a voice.
Yeah.
We go down to set up.
Whooping.
And we're put in this room that was probably smaller than our studio here. And it was like 900 degrees in there.
It was so hot in there. Joe and I literally had sweat running down our faces. My makeup was going down my face. And then we get an interview with the biggest cryptozoologist in the world.
Ken Gerhardt.
And my makeup's like running down my face. I'm like, thanks for coming on our show. And he's probably looking at me like, who is this sweaty beast? If she had hair all over, she'd be a Bigfoot. I probably smelled like one. It was so hot in there.
The next morning, I went for a walk because, you know, I love my morning walks in the woods or whatever. Whenever we get a chance, I'm walking up. I found this lake. It was really nice. But the walk back was almost straight uphill. I think I fell like 4 times.
People are taking video and it's like, we saw a squatch. I'm like, no, that's just my brother.
It's just me.
And his seriously squatchy t-shirt. But no, the Ohio Bigfoot Conference was so awesome. Like everybody who's in Bigfoot, all the people from the TV, like Cliff was there. Yeah. Bobo was there. The Gimlin Patterson guy, the one that's still alive. I can't remember which one. But anyways, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. That was really, really good times. And my sister Peggy came and helped us at her
That was
booth.
Fun.
She was very gracious.
You know, we need a third person in our booth. So if anybody wants to go to these conferences, and if you're in town, one of the towns that we're in, let us know. We'll sneak you in. And but you got to help us at our booth when we do our interviews.
Yes. Man, you know, that was a great weekend. We had so much fun at that one.
Speaking about elevators, there's some of these conferences, we're a little goofy. And
we go to have fun. We don't take things seriously.
Why is it elevators are, we get stuck in elevators? We get,
Joe tries to maneuver his giant banner into
banner,
an elevator,
you know,
everywhere
we go.
We
get the dirty looks from people because they got this giant banner.
Like, dude, we're podcasters.
Yeah.
We're mobile.
We're at Michigan Paracon, and the elevator. It was the end of the night of the first night, and we walked down the hallway to get on the elevator, and all of a sudden we noticed that it is packed. Everybody's trying to get on the elevator at the same time. So we had Grant Wilson, Dustin Parry, Chip Coffey, Dana and Greg, Adam and Amy, bunch of others, and us.
Crammed.
And then the door starts to shut, and I see Bobo, and I'm yelling, "Come on, Bobo!" And everybody in the elevator was yelling, "Bobo! Come on, Bobo!"
And he squeezed in.
He did. He was like, "Who are the?" You know, I mean, obviously he knows everybody, but he was probably thinking,
great.
"Why are these weirdos going?" That was so much fun.
So good. And then.
But what other funny things happened at Michigan Paracon?
So at the end of the Michigan Paracon, like the last minute, like they must have flown him in private. Josh Gates comes. It's like he wasn't there. It wasn't there. Wasn't there. Wasn't there. And then like all of a sudden it was like this wave of people or like Josh Gates.
Well, I remember everybody was lined up and he was late.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there were, I'm not kidding you, hundreds of people lined up.
Michigan Paracon's the biggest
huge,
show that we've been to.
Huge.
But yeah, hundreds of people standing
hundreds
in line
Hundreds of people
for
waiting in line for hours just to meet and greet with him. And he talked and took a picture with every single person.
Yeah.
Got through that line. It took hours. Like, finally. I mean, he's like dripping sweat. It's like, gets to the very end. Everybody's gone. He's ready to like probably pass out, and Joe and I walk up like, can we get a photo?
Yeah. We celebrity bombed him.
We totally did, and we got our photo with him.
He was laughing too.
He was so nice. And then I saw him later in the casino part.
Yeah.
I wanted to buy him a beer for like being so gracious, but he was, you know, just
getting mobbed by all the other celebrities. That is the fun part about Michigan Paracon.
Everybody's so cool.
And everybody's at the bar.
Check your ego at the door, right?
Yeah.
But no, it was fun. And we had so much fun because everybody's at the bar and they're drinking. I'm like, oh, it's fine.
Speaking about elevators, and I know I mentioned this on other shows, you know, we love Rebecca.
Oh, yes.
Rebecca. We love Rebecca. But every time a damn elevator door opened, she would be standing there.
I think she's stalking us.
I don't know.
And I like
it. Well, she is psychic, so she knows when I'm in the elevator.
She knows
but
when
every time the door opened,
sleeping,
she was there.
She knows when you were awake. She knows if Joe's been bad or good.
Yeah. Afterwards, we went out, and we were in the parking lot with Andrea.
Perone.
Yeah. Sky watching. That was fun.
Yeah. We were looking for UFOs. Everybody's like, I saw something.
Girl,
like, that's a reflection on your phone.
Well, the one girl, she's like, there's one right there. It's been here the whole time we were out. I'm like, that's Mars. And she's like, no, that. I'm like, yeah, that's Mars.
That was hilarious.
So much fun.
But I do just have to say, in all our travels and all the places that Joe and I have been and the many, 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 many restaurants that we've been to and many, many, many Chinese buffets that we've gone to, we went to this place called the Palace Station. I think it's called Palace Station. The place downtown in Sault Ste. Marie.
Oh, yeah.
They had, I'm not kidding you, the best thing I ever ate was, it was called the Firecracker. But it was some kind of like Mexican egg roll type thing. I'm telling you, it was the best thing I ever ate. And I was like, this is the best thing I ever ate. Like shoveling.
Food flying everywhere.
Shoveling it. I was dripping. It was all over my shirt. I was like, it was so damn good. So if you ever get into Sault Ste. Marie, go to the Palace. It's like when Mexican Italian food.
When you join us this year.
Yes, you guys, come on. We're going to like host a party.
It is by far the best paranormal convention that you can go to.
We need to host like a party at the bar.
We'll just
meet up.
Yeah.
It'll be like meet and greet and we'll just do it. And you guys got to drive up to Sault Ste. Marie.
It's a long drive. It's at the top of Michigan, as far as you can go before you drive into Canada.
That bridge. Not the Mackinac Bridge, but that one that
going into Canada. It's
you
so
guys,
tall.
Guys, it's so tall and it's like two lanes and there's no railings and like I would die and come and haunt all of you if I ever have to go on that bridge. Ever.
Traffic was dead stopped on it for hours.
The campers.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who the hell makes bridges? Like, I don't like bridges. And I don't want to drive over bridges. And why don't you guys just make low, flat bridges? Low, flat bridges. There's no reason you have to have a bridge 855,000 feet tall. No reason.
All right. So we'll just...
Drawbridges!
On our way up to that, I forgot to mention about gobblers.
Oh, Joe and I went to gobblers.
We got to gobblers.
Okay.
Oh, so good.
Okay.
So good.
If you have not been to Michigan, you better... get in your car and drive right now and go to this restaurant.
On your way to see us at Michigan Paracon, stop. Let us know when you're stopping. We'll meet with you at Gobblers.
Gobblers is a restaurant, and it's called Gobblers, right?
We
and
said
there's
that.
There's a couple of them, and they have, it's like Thanksgiving dinner all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a turkey restaurant.
Yeah.
Turkey and stuffing. They got turkey, turkey sandwiches, turkey gravy, turkey pot pie, turkey wings, turkey... everything, mashed potatoes and gravy, stuffing, mm-hmm. you know, all that stuff. It was so good.
And we're sitting there and someone recognized us.
They're like, do, because, you know, we always wear shirts and stuff. Do podcast. I listen to your podcast.
It happens to us all the time.
Yay.
Because we're celebrities.
Joe loves it. I do.
Like at Odd Mall. Josh yelling from halfway across the room.
I think he's your son, Joe. He looks just like you when you were his age. Oh my gosh, Joe's like, he's like, oh my god, Joe Shortridge. It was like Joe's celebrity.
I heard
moment.
It from all the way across the
I
room.
Did everybody did. Like the whole freaking convention center turns around and is looking at Joe.
What? Something else happened at Odd Mall.
What?
Remember I was sitting there and the little kid.
Oh my god, yes.
So tell everybody what happened.
Joe's sitting there and we're, you know, we always have our mics out because we like to interview and podcast at conventions, right? And this little kid comes up to me and Joe and he's like, are you a rapper? Is he in the microphones?
I'm a rapper.
Joe's a rapper.
Saran rap, I think you called me the rest of the show.
Saran, Sir Ran.
Yeah.
Rap. No, we had another name for you. I can't remember. Oh, it was Joe Wayne Gacy.
Joe Wayne Gacy. Oh, okay. Why? Why?
He's a serial killer, and it was Odd Mall.
Oh.
There was all kinds of serial killer stuff there. Oh, my God. Joe Wayne Gacy. I literally peed my pants when he was doing. Oh, that was hilarious. I'm crying right now. It's so funny. So hilarious. Oh, my God. So that was another one that was like in her backyard, but of course, you know, we didn't sell anything.
No, that was weird.
It was a weird crowd.
It was very odd.
It was very odd. It was not paranormal people whatsoever.
No.
It was gamers. And
but I wanted to try it, you know?
We did. Never going back.
I mean, because we're professionals.
You're a rapper.
And we never, never have bloopers.
Oh, here we go.
Except for another setup.
Dinner good friend, India.
Blooper reel. Take five.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Here it comes.
I'm turning red.
That's from the heat.
Yeah.
Or not a scientist. What do you call the people that go places and look for things? Excursion? No.
What, like the cave people? Or
no. The people that go places to research things.
Researchers?
No. Oh, hell. What's it called?
I don't know. I'm not sure where you go.
Picture the hat on the folded up and going looking at... looking for ancient places and stuff.
Oh.
I don't
curators?
Know.
No.
I don't know. So that was a few more. Those are the only bloopers that I actually kept.
Oh, my gosh. There were so many.
There were, and I tried to save a bunch of them, but I just couldn't because it's like every show, my editing is very good, I have to say, because we
Joe spends hours editing this poor show.
You should hear
have mercy on us. Please buy a t-shirt.
You know, when I read stories on the air, I have to edit the crap out of those things because I'm terrible at reading. But that's one of our goals for next year is I learn how to read.
Yeah, we'll teach you.
A few of the funny, or not funny things, I should say. Weird things happen to us when we record.
Yeah, they do.
We're sitting here recording, and all of a sudden Ave Maria played.
Mm-hmm. That was very odd.
Yeah, because I didn't even have it on the thing, on the soundbite.
You didn't even have the computer on.
No.
So.
Ave Maria. And
it was
then
a sign from the other side.
One of the most interesting things was the Greenbrier Ghost EVP.
Roast.
Yeah.
I couldn't
Did
say
I just say that?
No, oh, okay. I kept calling it Grossed instead of Ghost.
And let me play this
okay.
again, because I'm telling you, it was so freaky.
Yeah, and just to preface this, because if you haven't heard it in our other show, Joe and I both heard it.
Yeah.
But it was only on Joe's track.
Yeah.
When he records, each microphone has a separate track, and then he layers them. Mm-hmm. But we both heard it, but it only showed up on his.
Yeah.
Now, you'll hear Joe talking. You'll hear me talking.
On this cut, you won't hear Jenna's easy because it's just my track.
Right.
So. But if it was something in the room, it would have been on both microphones.
Right, exactly.
And I'm telling you, I went over so many things trying to figure out what this was, but it wasn't. But we were talking about the Greenbrier Ghost, which is a ghost that actually solved her own murder in the court of law.
Yeah.
She was, I can't remember, was she strangled or stabbed?
Well, they found her at the bottom of the steps.
He broke her neck.
He broke her neck.
So he knocked her down, or hit her and knocked her down the steps.
Yeah.
So let me play this for you real quick. The link's in the description below. And
share your Greenbrier ghost story with us. I'm so glad we didn't call it ghost. I was so worried about that.
What was that? So that was the EVP. That is the clearest EVP that we captured on our show.
That was crazy. And I know other things are going to happen this year because Joe and I always have like weird stuff happen when we're in the studio. Sometimes we see shadow figures.
Mentioning that just a few minutes ago, you know, I have the computer in front of me so I can play the sound bites and everything. And I saw another white like orb or whatever behind me again.
That happened the last time we were taping here. We were taping our Christmas special, and I looked in the window, and I saw something white go behind me, but I thought, well, it couldn't be something outside because it went behind me. I don't know.
Yeah.
So maybe we need to start setting up a camera in the studio when we tape.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Something new for 2019, right?
That'll work.
Yeah.
We could even do like Facebook Live. What problem with Facebook Live? I do my Friday night live videos. Mm-hmm. And I get distracted easy because everybody keeps commenting and it shows up on there. And it's like I'm trying to, you know, read my stories or whatever. Yeah.
That's
so cool.
Speaking of cool, SuperCon 8
was
one of our last convention. Well, not our last, but like a second or third to last convention we did in 2018. we got there. It was in Post-Town, Ohio. We pull up. And Joe and I, is it this old, you know, band? Well, it's not really an abandoned school. The school isn't active anymore. There's actually people living in there. So I don't know.
There's one guy that lives there.
Very weird place. We pull up, and what do we see?
Well, here's a little hint.
Hi, I'm Kenny Rogers, and this is Jackass.
There's a bus. A Kenny Rogers bus.
It was this old 70s tour bus with, like, ships painted on the side.
It was a picture of Kenny Rogers on the back of it.
Hi, I'm Kenny Rogers, and this is
Kenny Rogers.
We love Kenny Rogers. That's one of our ongoing jokes at all these conventions we go to.
I'm not kidding you. We see Kenny Rogers at every place we go to. There is a Kenny Rogers lookalike at every single place we go to, he's haunting
us.
We're
driving around trying to find the entrance
to it.
He's
not even dead.
And all of a sudden, there's a Kenny Rogers bus.
It was like silver and it had like ships painted on the side. Like, if that isn't the 70s, I was like.
If I walk in this school and Kenny Rogers is in there.
There was a guy who looked like Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, I know,
remember? Because we were like, that's Kenny Rogers and his bus is out back.
You're so bad.
Hi, I'm Kenny Rogers.
think we saw him in Scranton, Pennsylvania. We saw him in Gettysburg. We saw him in New York. He's everywhere. He's just following us.
Scranton. I forgot about Scranton.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go to the
Houdini
Museum and actually did some investigations there. And
that was awesome.
That was cool.
Very cool. We got to meet the owners, and they were amazing and awesome people.
I can't remember their names.
Yeah, it was...
I don't remember.
I don't know. We're Facebook friends, but, you know, it was a long while ago. Interesting times, you know. We wrapped it up. What was our last one that we've done? Oh, the firehouse. Old Paracon.
Yeah.
Old firehouse Paracon. In the corner.
We were
in the
upstairs
back.
In the balcony where no one walked by.
We were two levels from all the other vendors.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Alrighty. Yeah. A little spread out. Little spread out. Joe and I left and we went and got food.
I forgot to mention it about when we went to Michigan Ghost Coast. We ducked out early.
Yeah, because there was nobody there.
I don't know how we snuck out. Our giant banner, we got that down. Nobody even noticed. And we're just left. We went to the beach.
The beach was nice there, wasn't it? Oh, my God. I didn't even realize Michigan had sandy beaches, right?
Yeah.
It was nice.
And
beautiful,
I took Dana's
gorgeous.
Dog for a walk. And
it got
out of the leash and ran around for a half hour, and
Joe,
James was chasing it. I was chasing it.
James ran into it, slipped and fell, and hit his head on a truck fender. I thought I was going to, like, have to call 911. And Joe's like, they're chasing this dog around, and then she ends up just stopping and then get her.
Walking home.
Some little girl picked at her. Just crazy. That was very stressful, but that was a really cool place.
Yeah.
You know, we've been to many, many cities, many, many Chinese buffets. Haven't met one we haven't liked, right? Probably more to come, but 2019 is going to be...
Met some great celebrities.
Yeah, oh my God, amazing.
People that look like Andy Gibb.
Don't we were the greatest, you hear that, Ron? We were. Huh? Don't you ever talk to me like that again! I'm Barry Gibb!
I had to throw that in. That's another one of our ongoing... If you've come to our shows, you'll see the craziness that we do.
You have to come visit us. It's so much fun. Good times, man.
I just remembered something.
What?
We forgot to mention what happened to us in Florida. I got a hint, or I have a hint here for you.
Oh, I'm afraid.
I used to think that I could not go on.
Oh, my God. I think it was 2018.
How did I forget about William Hung?
You guys have to hear this. So Joe and I go to this podcast convention, right?
I forgot about
it. And we're sitting listening to this lecture, because you go to different, like, you know, lectures every 45 minutes. There's a new lecture. And I'm looking over and I'm like, the guy looks familiar. I'm like grabbing and punching Joe. Chow!
Yeah, she's sitting there hitting me in the middle of this girl's speech. I'm like, what? And then she holds up her phone and William Hung's picture's on her phone.
I'm like, that's William Hung!
I'm like, what? Who is? And she points over to, I'm like,
yeah.
He was so fun.
He was the biggest celebrity. He was like, he thought he was a rock.
He is a rock star.
He was walking around like introducing himself and like, oh my God, it was awesome.
I got to meet him.
Joe met him. Joe
didn't get my picture with him because we forget to take pictures wherever we go.
We always forget.
And remind us, if you see us at a convention, make sure.
Introverts. I'm telling you, we like sit in the corner because we're like, okay, we don't have that. It's funny. We can talk for hours on our podcast, but we get in a social situation and we're like wallflowers.
But I did shake his hand and say hi to him.
It was awesome.
And he looked at me like, who's this weirdo talking to me?
I'm Barry Gibb!
But yeah, I forgot to mention that back when we were talking about Florida.
But, you know, we ghost hunted this year. We had some really cool investigations that we did.
Didn't get to too many places.
We were busy
with other family stuff. But we got to investigate a few very interesting places. We were introduced to the Bone House. We've been there a few times. Very interesting. If you don't know what it is, go back.
Listen to our show.
Yeah, I forget what show. You'll just have to scan back through the shows and look for the Bone House. But very interesting.
Yeah. What can I say?
It's one of the things that happens at the Bone House is you cannot use a K2 meter because it just goes to red. Boom.
And there's no electricity, no running water, and no gas in this place.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
No power at all. and the K2 meters go crazy.
Crazy, Jeff.
Literally, when you walk in the front door, you step outside and the K2 meters are fine. You step in the house.
No, it didn't happen when we were there, but Haunted Toledo had a board thrown at them.
Yeah, they have that on video.
Yeah, so very, very scary.
That place, it's a house, and we call it the Bone House because it is literally full of bones. All the walls, the floorboards are full of bones. Yep.
Yeah.
I got tripped on the steps.
Yeah, toe.
Now, it felt like someone grabbed my toe or my boot, because you have to wear boots there because there's nails and that. But it's like only the second time I've ever felt something hit me or touch me. And it felt like somebody grabbed the end of my boot and tried to pull me into the steps. And the steps were only like not even 3 inches, 4 inches.
They're weird steps. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's that old style building. Yeah. And so my boot was actually over the edge of it. So it's not like I tripped on a nail or anything. And I stopped and I looked to see if there was a nail.
There wasn't.
No. So.
Unexplained. Can't debunk it.
No.
You know, like scary there. You know, we had one time, I don't know if you were there the time I was there, that the shadow was standing behind Sarah and I. We were there and we physically felt something standing behind us and there was a shadow, a black shadow behind us. It was so scary.
Well, we did mention, I was like, I'm surprised this place doesn't have bats. And all of a sudden,
the bat shows up.
This bat kept flying over. And after we looked at it for a few times, we noticed that it was pure white.
Yeah.
It was not a bat. I don't know what this thing was, but it kept flying over as if it was a bat.
I think something, you know, appeared as a bat, but it wasn't.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Because
I can't think of the word that I want.
Yeah.
Know.
And we all saw it.
Morphed? No.
There was what, 5 or 6 of us up in the room, and
we all ducked. It was giant. We don't have bats that big in Ohio, but
got some great EVPs there. Explained. Sarah had her name called on EVP.
Yep.
The motion detectors kept going off in the attic in the corner.
So crazy.
Yeah, that place is definitely very active.
Yeah, we also investigated the Toledo Repertoire Theater.
That was interesting because I was hearing voices by the front door, and there was nobody outside. There's cameras on the outside of the building, and I walked over and I watched the camera, and you could still hear people talking.
Oh my God, I got to tell you guys a story now. Don't judge, but I got to tell you, this is the funniest thing that happened at an investigation ever. So we're all in the green room. They call it the green room, and it's in the basement. And you know, there's like a little creepy closet off there, and it was Josh and Chris from Haunted Toledo and me and Joe. We're standing there and we're just kind of talking. I said, oh my God, did you hear that? And they're like, what? And everybody's like, stops what they're doing. They're listening. Farted so loud. I ripped it. And I have never heard Tillman laugh so hard in my life. I think he busted a gut. And I just walked out of the room.
You're so bad.
Oh my God. It was the
funniest. Good thing I never do anything like that.
Yeah, right. In the studio, we have a rule. There's no farting in the studio, right? Joe breaks it all the time. It's so weird. And then Toledo Police Museum. Investigated Toledo.
Very interesting.
Joe had a lot of activity in the basement.
Yeah. Had a lot of stuff on the spirit box. Spirit box was going crazy. And it's weird because it's like the prisoners, which they never had prisoners there, but the prisoners were downstairs.
Or the baddies.
The baddies, yeah. Were downstairs. And the police were upstairs. The spirits of the police were upstairs. Yeah.
That was a cool place, man. Very interesting.
One of the things that Haunted Toledo got was where they actually saw a shadow figure in the basement. That didn't happen the same when we were there.
Oh, unexplained, man. Just cool. Where else didn't we go? We went to some other ghost hunt, and I can't even remember.
My mind is fried. I don't know.
I know.
But we're definitely going to go to a lot more this year.
Yeah.
Was
West Virginia that last year?
I don't remember if that was at the beginning of the year or not.
Can't remember. I think that was 2017.
Yeah.
But yeah, just looking forward to doing some more ghost hunting this year. Like, we need to get places, Joe. More cemeteries. More cemeteries.
Yes, we will.
Better times ahead, right?
We have our list of places that we're going to be so far. Michigan Paracon, Mid-Michigan Paracon, Butler, UFO Contact, Ohio. I mean, a lot of the same places we were before, but we're also looking at places in Indiana to go to this year.
Yeah, we want to kind of branch out and try some new conventions and, you know, see other places and do other things. Okay.
I think that's about it. I think that's about it.
Oh, man.
My mind's fried. This is kind of our throw-in show, whatever. We were just sitting here,
it's
whatever we could think of.
Yeah. We're just going to go down
end of the year.
Road.
We don't care.
But
we're planning next week's show already, so we're going to get back into it. Hopefully, we will have no bloopers.
No, we're professionals. We need some. We need some. You know, Joe and I are really excited, though. We are going some places there that both has been on our bucket list, both of us.
In March.
We're in going. March, we are going, and we cannot wait to bring you some of our, and we're not going as podcasters, we're going as tourists.
We're going to be tourists.
We are doing ghost stuff, so.
But I do have a meet and greet set up with a authentic, real voodoo queen that has a museum there.
That's so exciting. So
we're
should
going
we tell
to New Orleans,
we're
yeah.
going to New Orleans.
I think we already mentioned it a few times.
Yes, I'm so excited. I've never been there. I've wanted to go there
instead
forever.
Instead of going to PodFest this year, we're going to New Orleans.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I wish we could do both, but, you know, we're broke. I cannot wait. So, like, if there's any, you know, listeners down there that live in New Orleans or the area, if you can recommend some places for us to go, like maybe some off-the-beaten-path type, you know, haunted places mm-hmm. that we should discover, nothing too dangerous place. We're tourists. Yeah, we would love
I did get
to
a
go.
Chance to talk to the New Orleans Paranormal Society.
Yay!
So that's who got me to hooked up with the.
You know what? And I have a Twitter friend, somebody on Twitter that
a tweeter
that does a vampire ghost walk type thing. So I'm gonna try to get in contact with her.
Yeah, that'd be
and
fun.
See if we can hook up. So.
It's funny because we're not going till March, and our week is almost full already with stuff to do.
Yes. But we have to schedule some fun time, right?
Oh, there's going to be, it's all going to be fun time.
So drinking. Just for me, not for Joe.
Nope.
Okay, but anyways, Joe, another great year.
Another great year
in the can.
In the can, yeah.
So awesome. But anyways, just, you know, thanks everybody for being on this journey with us in 2018. I know we had some rough spots. Telling you, there were times we just questioned our sanity and didn't know if we could get through the shows, but
very,
you know, we appreciate
very fast.
You guys fast this year.
Before we recorded tonight's show, we were trying to go through places that we've been and places that we investigate and all that, and I couldn't remember half of them.
Now, it's funny, just real quick, I went back and listened to our 2017 Christmas show.
Yeah.
Or end of the year show.
Okay.
And I was like, that was the fastest year of our life. And then this year happened and I'm like, we blinked it and was over. But I'm telling you, there were days that felt like 100 hours a day, you know, like.
I know I say it all the
sitting
time.
Sitting in the cancer center. It's like, oh my gosh.
I say it all the time. Life is too short. Get out and have fun. Come to the events that we are talking about, you know, the different conventions that we're going to be at. Please come up and say hello. We're introverts. We won't come up to you.
Yes, we are so shy, especially if you're a celebrity. And I know all the celebrities listen to our show. I wish.
Did we mention Dalen?
No. Yes.
How can I forget about that?
Okay, so our last convention, second to last convention
SuperCon
of the year,
6 we were at.
We got to interview Dalen Spratt from the Ghost Brothers, and he was so nice. I just listened to that show again yesterday.
We should have mentioned it when we were talking about the Post Town School,
know.
But that's how we are. That's how we roll.
That's how we roll. Oh, my God. He was so nice.
Funny.
He was fun. He was really, you know, I really liked the way he approached ghost hunting and his life, you know, kind of his life outlook on life was just really positive and fun.
He wants the other brothers to be on the show. So 2019, we're getting the Ghost Brothers on.
Yes, and maybe.
And I forgot to mention also, I'll wrap this up.
Okay, wrap it up.
With the dog sighting at Post Town.
Oh, my gosh. I almost gave myself a heart attack and peed my pants. I walk around the corner. There was a dog standing there. I about jumped out of my skin. It was a fake dog. It was stuffed.
Yeah, it was a taxidermied. It's actually a coyote.
Oh,
but I kept saying it was a dog, and somebody corrected me. They were like, that's not a dog, that's a coyote. And it looks the same.
But anyways, that was fun.
Oh, and one more thing before we let you go. We were honored, which was a surprise.
Bum, 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 bum. Oh. Biggest news of 2018.
I don't have a drum roll.
Okay.
We were listed 5th in the top 15 podcasts you must listen to in 2018.
Yeah, we were awarded the top paranormal podcast of 2018. Okay, we were in the top five, but we're still there.
Well,
we're against Coast to Coast.
It was like Coast to Coast.
Darkness Radio.
Darkness Radio, which isn't even around anymore.
You know how I feel about that. The Paranormal Podcast.
Jim Harold's Paranormal Podcast. I love that. I listen to it.
It was an honor just to be even in the ranks.
Top five.
Five to stay alive. Okay, we're going for number four in 2019.
Yeah, so if you guys are out there and you are on iTunes or iHeartRadio, please.
Yes.
Rate and review. I know a lot of people say, "Oh, it doesn't matter," but
it does.
Leave us a rating and review. Anyways.
We want to be nominated,
like I'm
for the iHeartRadio Podcast Awards. So they have the awards in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, maybe that'll be our goal for 2019: is just get nominated.
Well, why don't I do this? Well, I'll find out how to vote and everything, and I'll put it out on
one
of our next shows.
All right. Okay, we're really leaving this time. We're going goodbye.
Okay. Bye. All right. Well. That's it for our throw-in show. End of the year, we don't care show.
Bye, Kenny Rogers.
I don't have that queued up.
Bye, Barry Gibb. All right, you guys. Looking forward to 2019. We're going to be fine in 19.
We're going to see you. We're going to talk to you in person at the shows. Come to our shows.
Selfies.
Yeah, remind us to take pictures, please.
All right, guys. Catch you next year.
All right. Thanks, Jen.
Thanks, Joe.
Bye-bye.